Okay, you guys, we are back. It's your girl, Kiana, the goddess of VPR Radio. And we have the amazing and beautiful, very talented Melody Holt with us of Owns Love and Marriage Huntsville. I'm very, very excited to have you here. I don't even watch a lot of television, but I watch your show religiously. I have it recorded every single Saturday. I think that you guys are, you know, so dope. And I really applaud you for living out loud, you know, to put yourself on Front Street and your family and have that response, you know, to millions and millions of people that are watching you every single week. That's a lot of pressure, I'm sure, you know, and it's a big responsibility, and to allow your life to just play out authentically, I really celebrate you for being so genuine. So I want to welcome you to the show. I was listening to your new song, Telltale Signs, earlier. It's a great song. It clearly goes into some of the pain that you experienced. I don't really want to delve into all of that because I know a lot of people ask you about the intricacies of your marriage. And, you know, it's so much. I respect everything that you guys have been through and, you know, the fact that you are achieving what you are achieving and have done what you've done. And you're an amazing mom and entrepreneur. So I celebrate that. I want to ask you, because I really feel that behind every tragedy, there's more than just the hurt, but there's a lesson, right? What do you feel like you learned about you through this experience and that you're able to pass on to your children?
I think from my experience, first of all, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here. And I think for me, through my experience, I learned really, you know, I've heard over the years, people talk about the strength of a woman, the strength that women have and all of this. And I think for me personally, I finally had the chance firsthand to know what that is and what that looks like when you talk about the strength of a woman. And of course, me having three daughters, my goal and hope is that they too are able to see my strength that I had to choose, you know, being able to choose self and walk away from something that had become so toxic for me. But realizing that, you know, hey, put fear aside. It's okay to start over. It's okay to start anew and all of that, because your mental health is the most important piece. So I hope that my girls, you know, as they get older and they begin to experience different things in life, that they are able to see, hey, the strength from me, and that they too are able to be strong women.
I love that. And I think that you definitely set the tone with the way that you move, because, you know, I'm a mom as well. I have six children, three girls, three boys, and, you know, they watch everything that we do. I even remember a scene where I could see the hurt on your son's face behind what was happening. And, you know, they feel all of that. And we have to recognize that even sometimes when we're trying to make decisions we think are best for them, it's not necessarily, because if it's not best for us, they're going to see that and they're going to feel that from us. So, you know, I really applaud that. Tell us about your new song. And by the way, we're going to be putting it on our playlist. Very excited to get it up there. I think it's beautiful and very deep. Tell us about the journey behind writing it and, you know, where you're going next with your music.
So really, you know, whenever I went into the studio and myself and the other writers, when we started penning Telltale Signs, it was one of those situations to where we realized all of us had shared, you know, some of the same experiences, love, heartbreak, divorce, betrayal, and what that looked like. And so it became very easy for us to pen Telltale Signs. I can relate to. And so that is why it has been able to pierce the souls and the hearts of so many people. I'm super excited today because my video, the visual for Telltale Signs, drops today at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time over on my YouTube channel. So I'm super excited about that, just for, you know, the fans and everyone who's been able to feel connected to this song actually can see it play out by way of a video. And so I'm looking forward to that happening tonight for sure.
I think that's exciting. How long did it take for you to shoot that video?
I shot it in one day. So, I'm a hard worker. Like when I get started on something, I like to finish up. So between like five wardrobe changes, different hair, makeup, all of that, the work,
right.
I've never been able to run away from work. So my first time shooting a video, literally shot all day.
That's great. And what's next for you musically? Are you going to be dropping an entire album? Where do you see yourself?
Of course, I do have more music coming out. So I'm looking forward to that. I have another single and video that I'll be dropping. And I also have an EP album that I'll be dropping as well. So just continuing to share my story, my gifts, my talents through my music. That's what I have coming up, of course. And I do have a master class that I teach. So I still handle my business side of things as well. So I have a master class that I teach where I've had over 250 students go through my course, where I'm teaching about property preservation and how you can get into this white male dominated industry. And enjoying being a mom, enjoying reality TV and being a producer with Love and Marriage Huntsville, as well as some other things that my very own production company is working on. So staying busy for sure.
Very.
Staying busy, hard to build legacy. Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. That's an understatement. I'm so glad that you delved into that. And I want to touch on it a little bit more. You said a white male dominated industry, which are many of the industries that we work in, right? And Black women, we're winning right now, big time. I want you to tell me a little bit about your journey, because I know that you've experienced some hardships coming up in, you know, real estate construction and home building. Tell me about that and what has been one of your biggest obstacles, how you've overcome it and how you continue to thrive.
So for one, I am a licensed home builder. A lot of people think that I'm a realtor. I'm not a realtor. I'm a licensed home builder. But definitely being in an industry that is a white male dominated industry and being able to go in and show that, one, I'm able and capable of being in the room, but also that you need me in this room. That has been the biggest challenge, but I overcame that by, you know, making sure that I'm competent, making sure that I'm staying on top of the new rules and regulations in my industry, and continuing to learn, being a life learner when it comes to my industry. So that's something that I've worked hard to make sure that I'm on top of my game when it comes to that. So, you know, that's what I would encourage anyone who is in an industry that is not necessarily favorable for them. To just, hey, show and prove why you deserve to be in that room.
That's right. Your work speaks for itself, right? At the end of the day. So I love that. So tell me one more thing, Melody. What is one thing you'd like people to know about you that maybe they have as a misconception through watching the show?
Well, I actually am not, believe it or not, because people love to think that, you know, they get reality TV, you know, confused sometimes as if it's brand new to them and they're not in any way familiar with how reality TV goes. But believe it or not, I'm not one who usually has drama in my life. The most drama I've ever had in my life was when I started this. So I'm not one who usually has drama. I usually just like to work hard, enjoy my life, take trips, be at peace, and you know, that is kind of how I roll. I love for people around me to win also. I'm that kind of friend who I'm going to have your back through thick and thin, no matter what, especially when you're a friend who has shown that you're loyal. You know, I love for people to be happy. And, you know, if I have the resources to help to make you, you know, feel like you're accomplishing what you want to accomplish, you know, I'm there for it. I'm here for it. I'm that kind of a friend. And so, you know, that's me all day.
Yeah. I love that. You're such a friend in my head to me and my whole crew because we watched the show and I'm like, oh my God, she's my favorite cast member. So that's really, really great. I can see the authenticity in you, you know, and I just want to say, I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, you know, being an inspiration and a motivational crux to people that are looking to get out of a situation that's toxic, that don't, you know, starting over is hard, you know, and we watched you do it and do it effortlessly. And so I really just want to celebrate you. Please let everyone know where they can find you. And if you have any upcoming performances or like where we can find you next.
Absolutely. So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Melody S. Holt. So make sure y'all go follow me there. I love to engage with my fans. So DM me if you have questions. And then also I do have a YouTube channel, Melody Holt. So make sure you go subscribe to that. And the link is in my Instagram bio. So you can just click the link.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Melody. I know that you're busy. I'm going to let you get back to your whirlwind of press day. Thank you for stopping in on VPR Radio.
Thank you.
Hope to see you soon. We can't wait to have more of your music. We'll definitely get your song up on the playlist. So when you have it, you know, just send it through to Yvonne. That's my girl. I've known her for years. She taught me the PR rope. So you're in good hands with her, for sure.
Aww. Thank you so much. And she's wonderful. And thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the weekend. Okay. Keep doing amazing things. You're welcome. So thank you for joining us, guys. I'm going to have this footage chopped up and, you know, situated later. I appreciate Melody for stopping by. Again, thank you for Yvonne and to all that are watching. Unfortunately, I can't see your comments on here, so I'm going to come back on Facebook and go through and appreciate all of you for watching. Have a beautiful Friday. Have a beautiful weekend. And remember, stay smiling, stay toxic free, keep those types of people away from you, and protect your energy. Love you always for watching, and I'll see you on Thursday with the one and only DJ FMI on VPR Radio.